Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how much do you know? I'll bet you don't know enough about truth, because how much of the truth is kept from us? How much can't we know that we need to know for our health and well-being of ourselves and all others? And there are so many of us who thrive on good information and are shocked that we can't get enough of it. And why? What is going on out there? And we've talked about this before. We had a show previously with my guest for this show who talked about censorship. And it's huge. It's much bigger than we ever imagined. So I've asked him to come back on the show and talk more about it.
Could you try again?
And so I want to introduce again Ole Damgaard. Ole, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's a real joy.
And you're, I'm sorry, my iPad is interrupting us, talking to me.
Welcome to the modern world.
Right. So, and your website is Light on Conspiracies, and you're not light on conspiracies. You're heavy on them, but it's not about conspiracy theories. It's really about conspiracy truth. And this is what I think not enough people understand. And our last show really had the big picture of censorship, of who the fact checkers really are, and who pays them, and why the facts that they claim are facts are only ways to keep us from knowing the truth. So what I'd like to focus on with you today really is health, because there's so much about politics. And also, maybe I should ask you, you know, where do you think things are going, and what should we be most concerned about in that regard? But there's so much actually we can become very frightened about. And there's a movie that just came out called Plandemic that really looks at the facts behind all of this COVID stuff, and what the truth about it with facts. The movie is filled with facts, but a lot of people will claim that they're not, but then they're not watching the movie. Right? So you're a guy who really is concerned with facts. And how much of our health has been subjected to propaganda and interference?
Did you say health?
Yes.
I think very much so, because I've been on this track for some 40 years, looking into behind the scenes of what's actually happening in the world, trying to find out, because I've been very confused, and it's been very hard for me to grasp that there could be dark forces that really don't want the best for us. It has taken me years and years to understand that that is actually true. But this is what I've come to. And the good news is that it seems like there is a power concentration globally that has been, that there are certain families and power structures that have worked very hard to concentrate the power to fewer and fewer over the decades, actually the centuries, the last few centuries. And so now we are at an incredible situation in the world that we never ever seen anything like it. And one of the reasons for that is that now the power is one almost. It's like an octopus, but with its tentacles in all different important areas of life. And where Big Pharma is one of these tentacles, and health is something they do not want us to have, at least not good health. Because if we're healthy, that makes us a lot freer. If we're pain-free, it's a lot harder to control a person that is absolutely free and happy and running around doing whatever that individual wants to do. But if we're sick and in pain and burdened under debt and all kinds of stress and so on, then also they can make a billion on our bad health. And this is where Big Pharma comes in, where they want to generate new customers by making us ill. And so through companies that they control, like Monsanto, which should actually be named Mondiablo, I would say, it's an absolute horrific satanic company, where they manipulated, especially in the US, the foods and the GMOs into a way that has the world has never, ever seen the type of food that we are now consuming.
But it's also breaking down the health of the soil. And, you know, they're creating an agriculture that doesn't work in the long run.
One of the ways they do it is through chemtrails, where a lot of the spraying is with aluminum and barium strontium. And especially the aluminum makes the earth environment very, not toxic, but acidic, which makes it really, really hard for natural plants to grow. But here they've been kind enough to create these monster type of plants that can resist aluminum through GMOs, that the seeds have been manipulated with GMOs and then patented, meaning also that they are the ones in control. And there's even, they have some, like they call them Terminator seeds, that it only grows a plant for one season, and then you have to go back to the owners of these patents and say, please, I need new seeds. Instead of where nature just, if you got one seed, you can plant one plant, and then that plant will just take care of itself. The only thing you need to give it love, sunshine, and water, and some good earth, soil, you know, and boom, it takes off. But here we are in the grip of some very sinister power structures. So also, the way a lot of modern medicine is based on oil, the oil industry, where a lot of the pills and medicines that we eat are leftovers from when they're making gasoline and different oil products and stuff. So we're actually using that crap as well and consuming that. At the same time, also you have the big families behind the oil and many other areas of life, like the Rockefeller Foundation, who are in and are funding on a massive scale the education of doctors, the whole, also the printing of books for these scholars and so on, where it seems like more and more, the more we learn, the more we find out that a lot of this is built on absolute BS. It's just not true. There's now a lot of new evidence coming forward regarding viruses and bacteria that is totally different to what we were being told before, and where most modern medicine is based on this knowledge.
Right, and that's being censored.
Yeah, the real science, the real knowledge have been censored. I mean, this knowledge that people have developed over thousands and thousands of years, where you were able to cure yourself with like a cabbage in the ear or a garlic or whatever. Do you know, like if you had toothache, bite on a garlic, if you had a problem with your ear, stick some white lettuce in your ear, whatever. And then when you wake up in the morning, boom, you're fine. But here it's a totally different ballgame. And then also through food, the way they totally sucked out the energy of real food and pumped it with hormones and all kinds of craps from inside the tins. And, also, they've added, I can't remember the name of these things, but what they do is that they don't give you the feeling of you being full, that you had enough. That trigger has been taken away, or that sensor.
Right, I've read that, yes.
Especially in fast food, you know, like Kentucky Fried or McDonald's or Big Mac, you know, all of these type of things. They want you hungry, because the more you eat, the more they make money off. And the fatter you get, the more sicker you get, and then sort of it's sort of like an all win in their point of view, but it's a total lose for everyone on our receiving end of this crap.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we're not allowed to know enough about nutrition, because it contradicts the fast food industry. And so there's so much censorship against nutrition And it's amazing how much isn't allowed on the internet, even about vitamin C, for instance. You know,
I mean,
it's amazing.
When you look at nature and things like vitamins or vitamins, like vitamin C is a miracle cure, but you need big doses of it. It is amazing. That in combination with this absolutely divine thing you have inside you called the immune system, the combination, if you keep your immune system on alert and well trimmed and well fed, my God, it can deal with any type of enemy. I mean, cancer, not a problem, chop, right. chop, and that's dealt with.
And high doses of vitamin D as well. Very high.
But the thing is, we're talking natural ways, like zinc and magnesium and all kinds of things that is good for us have now been sucked out of food, also because we use a chemical manure. No, that's not what you call it. Chemical
fertilizer,
exactly. Once again, we're back to Roundup and these awful things, Monsanto, where the chemicals are just draining the soil. And the demands for more and bigger and bigger and bigger crops and bigger and bigger and bigger this, it just, the earth can just not deliver.
So and my goal is for as many people as possible to eat organic. And as long as the organic industry isn't corrupted, government is always trying to figure out how to diminish the purity of organics.
But also, what does organic mean nowadays? Because the plants are out there, and then you come with a chemtrail plane that just drops heavy loads of aluminum on strontium and barium on top of it. And the water that these plants are being watered with is full of fluoride and crap, So what comes, I mean, recently I had a cucumber, organically, grown cucumber, and it smells like chlorine. It was like, because of the water, So what does organic mean these days? Organic in my world is back to the way it was supposed to be, when the world was in balance.
Right, but we can only do our best right now. So we need to find ways of managing our health in spite of all these toxins that were being offered. So, and then also understanding, I want to come back to what you said about viruses and bacteria and how we misunderstand that. There's a website called Green Med Info. There's a man named Sayer G, who is outspoken about the value of viruses in our bodies, that they actually are very important. And if you have the right viruses, you can actually beat cancer. So it's really about understanding how the natural balance, and we have more viruses in our bodies than we have cells. So why don't we start to respect that and understand how to maximize the use of them rather than to be thrown into great fear and try to cleanse our bodies of anything that's not supposed to be in them according to the mainstream. And really, there are so many holistic doctors who really understand what's true, but they're being censored, and it's hard to find them.
This is the thing. Why are people being censored so heavily? It's like they are just expressing an opinion or saying something that should be freedom of speech. But here we see a totally different one, because they are a threat to the power structure and to the people making billions on our bad health. So these are the corporations that are doing everything to shut us down, and through bribing people in the Senate and the parliament, these type of things, to pass through laws that would benefit them on the behalf of us, the good and the, our healthy. Right? One of the ways also they have been pushing us into bad health is through vaccines. I'm absolutely not an expert, but this I stand by 100% after studying this and also interviewing top level experts globally. It seems, as far as I know, there has not been one virus epidemic naturally. These are man-made, and even the Spanish flu, the very first one, that was injected into American soldiers, and then it spread into Europe because they sent them, then transported them. That then started this whole thing that was one of the first global pandemics, they say. But then all the other ones, the swine flu, the Zika, the SARS, the MERS, there's been so many, the Ebola, now the Corona, all of them are man-made bioweapons, and the AIDS virus as well. So it's like, just like you say, the viruses are natural things. They occur all the time. It's actually when the body cells get toxic or damaged or wounded or poisonous in some way, then what the immune system says is like, you need to almost like puke out the crap inside you. So the immune system sends the signals to all the cells that have been poisoned or damaged and say, get rid of the crap. Right. And what comes out, that is what is called viruses. And they're totally natural and absolutely not harmful. But they have been turned around, and we have been told that, oh, this is the enemy. But the thing is, many of these viruses have never, ever been even located, you know, and identified.
Right. Yeah.
They have not. The HIV virus, I don't know anyone who has managed to find it. There's polio. There's now doctors stepping forward saying, if you can show me, just show me the real truth, and I will pay you like $500,000 or $1 million, or there's more and more people or doctors stepping forward saying, show me the real figures, show me that what you say is true, and I will pay you. That goes for TV reporters and all of these things as well. As far as I know, no one has claimed these different rewards because they can't.
Right. And I'm friendly with Gary Null, who owns this radio station, and he's been anti-vaccine all his life. And I've had all the information from him over the years to see that these vaccines are not only dangerous, but they cause the body to behave inappropriately.
Peter, what can I say? If I told you that there was a serial killer roaming around in the city of New York, dressed in white, with an injection needle that was filled with mercury cells from dead babies, genetically modified organisms, all kinds of bizarre formaldehyde.
You want the guy arrested, but it turns out he's all the doctors.
This is the thing. You would say, oh my God, get him away from my children. You arrest the monster. But that's your local doctor.
Right.
Or your local nurses who believes in what they're doing, because they have been informed by a big pharma and also paid off, you know, very handsomely and given trips to Barbados or whatever. You know, some of these get bonuses per injection, you know, so it's like, what's going on? And
yeah,
how do they?
Let's look at why they're doing that. Why are doctors not seeking truth and avoiding harming us? What is going on in this, you know, system? And these doctors really are under threat. And I remember now what I wanted to say about Gary Null is that 40 years ago, I would go to conferences that he would organize, and I'd be meeting alternative doctors there who we're really understanding the truth of all of this and using alternative methods to help their patients. And all of them were under attack. And many of them afterwards lost licenses, and it was horrible what was going on. And Gary was really a hero for them. And I was so happy to meet these people and speak with them and understand their earnestness in really truly helping their patients. But many of them lost their licenses. So I think that's what's happening in the world, is that so many people blind themselves to truth because they don't want to know. You know, shut me down, shut my mind down, don't ask me questions because it'll harm me and my family if I'm put out of business.
Yeah, and that's all good. I just think shame on them, because come on, it's not just your job, it's not just your license. You are indirectly or directly hurting other people in a very, very sinister way. So there's no excuse for it. And there's no excuse to educate yourself as a doctor in many different areas. If you are a true doctor, you would inform yourself what is best for your patient. And I mean, like when you look at the education, as far as I know in the States as well, when it comes to nutrition and the thing we put into this body through this hole in our head, they have like, I think, 8-hour education about nutrition. If you talk to a dragster mechanic or a jet plane, a fighter plane mechanic, and you ask about the fuel and the how important the fuel is to fine tune and get everything exact in the exact order, compare that to a doctor that says, no, it doesn't matter, whatever you stop in your mouth doesn't matter, the body should deal with it, and we will just look at the symptoms and the diseases that is developed. But you have to become aware of that it's extremely important what you put in. If you have a diesel car and you put gas in it, what happens? It breaks down. You go like 2-3 kilometers down the road, boom, dead car. And it's the same with us. But here we're being fed so much, and they don't even want to show us what they're putting in the stuff now. I know, I think in the States at least, then they are not legally obliged to write everything that is in the cans or the foods or whatever. Some of it they can just leave out or rename it. You know, they just put a nice little cozy name for it that sounds better, like NutraSweet or whatever. They change the name, and it's still very, very bad for us. And in my opinion, that is so not on.
No, and moving forward, what's the solution? Because I don't see this changing. Whoever is going to be the next president here is going to be part of the system and will foster that. And so, and censorship will continue. So we just have to keep finding the truth where we can. And that's why I'm glad this film, Plandemic, has come out. Mm. And I hope people can find it. And there are so many different other ways, certainly going to your website, Light on Conspiracies. There's so much truth that you talk about that we don't even have the time to even take a glimpse at. There's so much that you have uncovered.
But Peter, it's actually, I think it's very simple. You know, whatever the problem is, look at nature. How did nature deal with it? Because nature is mind-blowingly, incredibly creative in a way that is just fantastic. Whatever the problem is, look at nature. What we have done is we have thought, many of us have thought, well, I'm a human being, I've got a lot of brain capacity, a lot more than nature, so we're just going to overrule all of the natural laws and just do whatever we want. The thing is, now it's hitting us back right in the face. But nature will show you, and so the only thing we need, whatever the problem is, find back to nature, to the natural way of solving problems, to the natural way of feeding us, to the natural way of plants, to the natural way of the air, the water, all of that, because that will show the solution. Do you know, for instance,
even the purveyors of those truths are being censored on YouTube.
But so what? We are in this situation. Certain things we cannot, it's like the Raj Yoga 3As, accept, adjust, accommodate. Some things you just have to accept. Yeah, they're trying to mess with us. Fair enough. Be, adjust, accept, adjust, do whatever you can, and then accept, adjust, accommodate, and then get on with it. You know, find out. The beauty nowadays is that they show us the solution because they want to, for instance, divide and conquer. Okay, that is not good for humankind. Instead, they want us divide and conquer. I say unite. They say vitamins is really bad. I say, great, thank you for letting me know. And then I know they say cinnamon should be banned. I say, thank you so much. I had no idea it's so valuable. They say, this is horrible, colloidal silver, it will make you turn blue. And so I know that's absolute BS. Thank you so much for trying to ban it. Then I know it gives an even more impact in my world. And you were talking about ozone before the show, and so amazing stuff that is out there. And so all of the people that are being bashed around, like myself, you know, we should salute, you know, and say, that is wonderful. I'm being threatened. Fantastic. Meaning I'm right over target. You know, that shows you, boom. If they didn't care about you, if they didn't think you were, if they thought you were useless and whatever, that you weren't doing, making any progress, boom, they would leave you alone. Here, I'm being hammered. Many people are being slammed around, you know, and that is just indirectly a compliment saying, you're right on track, just continue. But I would at the same time say, be streetwise. You know, like I normally say, I do like dancing. I take two steps forward. If there's tension created around that, I take one step back. Then I do something that is more, you know, a lot of things I have that is very time consuming. So I focus a little bit on that until they think that they managed to scare me off. And so they back off a step. Then I take two, three steps forward and one step back. One, two, three, and one back.
I really appreciate this wisdom that you're offering about how to live our lives confidently, that we can find the answers in our own ways. We can, you know, look at nature, but we can also talk to people like you. And there are many people out there who are purveyors of truth that we really want to identify and learn from. So it's so important to know that we need to do that, and we need to look out for ourselves.
No, sorry, Peter, but as an example, you know, like, okay, modern industry or modern agriculture, now let's make it efficient. So for instance, they take a big, the digger, and they make these long ditches, you know, so the water will go straight and get access to all the different fields a lot faster. And they get rid of all the rocks and stones or whatever is in these little, that used to be like little streams and stuff. And great, excellent. The only thing is that all the minerals, all of the things that is good in the water just go straight down, and it just drains a lot out of the food, meaning less and less and less quality of the food. So one of the ways to get back is study nature. Is there anything straight in a straight line in nature except for bamboo? Almost not. Nature has this way of finding
its water way. Is awakened by its action, by its movement through rocks and stream.
That is exactly it. So this is just, okay, go back with your digger, then dig up just like an ordinary old time stream. Put rocks in it so that the water starts going right over the rocks, and it gets oxygenated and stuff.
Still direct it, but help it stay alive at the same time.
Then exactly, you just look at nature and see, okay, we messed up over there. Let's get it back the way it used to be. Check it, compare it. I tell you would be surprised. And then you'll see, whoa, this is a good sign. True. Get away from chemicals, use manure, you know, or whatever.
I have to interrupt again. I know I'm bad at that. I get excited about things. But we're really out of time. So Ole Damegaard, Dammegaard, and you can be reached at Light on Conspiracies. I'd love for people to find out much more about you. And thank you. Thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Can I just say one thing more? They try to control us. The only way they can control us is through fear. That is the only tool they really have against us. So the solution every single time is let go of fear and choose love. A high, high, high.
Yes, that's a great final word. Thank you so much, Ole.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver, HeartRiver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.